Recognize the song? Malcolm Jones certainly does. He's the ex-bass player for the one-hit wonder band Blues Image. And this is their one hit. 73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Rolled off of their ship, and here's what they had to say.
You probably have more chance of being hit by lightning than getting a hit record. And when I looked at it from that perspective, you know, I'm very proud of even having won. I think you've proved your point.
Malcolm is thin and bald. He folds his hands in his lap and shakes his foot. He had a busy life playing music, and now he lives here on Catalina Island.
You know, this place, for an older person, it's a wonderful place just to sit. You can focus in here and do exactly what you want to do.
Malcolm was born in Wales in 1942.
We lived on top of a quarry in Wales overlooking the ocean. All my family played instruments. So I grew up surrounded with music. You tend to, you know, graduate towards music if you're surrounded with music when you grow up. And I came to America in 1965. And I had such a cute British accent. Actually, it was Welsh, but I'd been corrupted by then.
In 1966, Malcolm and his friends put together a band in Tampa, Florida. And then, unexpectedly, there was success.
We were a good band. I knew we were a good band. I had a talk with Frank Zappa. He told me when he heard the band Blues Image play, he said, go to LA. I have a manager that you should see, and he'll help you out. So that's all I needed. I just needed an invitation like that. And we did. We packed up, got in the truck, drove out to L.A., stopped at the Grand Canyon and had a look. I thought it'd be much bigger, but it's okay. It was cool.
Blues Image released their Wonder Song in 1970, the same year they broke up.
Did all the big shows, you know, now we were headlining. And it's the best time in your life. You're discovering life.
Could you hum a few bars of
no
Ride,
way.
Captain Ride, to somebody who may not have heard it?
In my nasal voice? Couldn't you, wouldn't you just rather play a piece of a record of that?
I insist.
Ride, Captain, ride upon your mystery ship.
But Malcolm's memory of the hit song is not entirely warm and fuzzy.
It damaged us, I think. Because we were a real, like, Afro-Cuban, Latin blues band. And after you get a hit record, people expect more of the same. And pop music is not the same. So you have to be careful what we destroy.
Do you have any regrets about that whole episode? With the band.
Yes, I do. We should have stuck to our guns and not dealt in pop records. And we may have been unknown to that extent, but we'd probably still be working. We'd still be a good band. But it's impossible to ask people to stay together. Divorces happen.
I wondered, how can one go back to being a stranger on a bus? How can Malcolm, Joan Osborne, Tony Basil, and all those other one-hit wonders live their lives without constantly looking back?
When you have some notoriety and some fame, people always want to take you back to that point. And I'm always trying to go into the future more than go back to that point. But obviously there are some points that you'd like to go back to, but you realize that You can't change anything, and you can't ponder on the question of if, you know, if I would have changed that, if I would have done that. Yeah, there's ifs all through your life. If is not a good way to go about if.
Have you ever played a melodica before?
No, but I like melodica.
I actually brought a melodica with me. Do Do you want to check it out?
No.
I was going to bring the fun piano, but...
You should have. Malcolm has serious tendonitis, so he doesn't play much music anymore. But I hoped we could still play something together.
Job's not an emergency. Look at that.
You both are the two.
I've seen these.
Just try. Play something. Recognize the riff? I brought a ukulele with me if you want to have a jam session.
Look at you.
I could tell it was painful for Malcolm, but he kept playing.
We're rehearsing now.
And of course, sometimes when you play and it all works, it's beautiful, you know, you feel the camaraderie on stage. It's feedback to you to let you know that maybe everything's in the right place.
It wasn't the old days, but it was enough. Everything has to end. For KISL, I'm Ariella Markowitz.